Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, July the 13th, 2022, 18 minutes past the hour, 69 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion. What an interesting conversation in regard to charter cities with City Councilman at Large, Pastor Brett Cornelius. Very quickly, I want to remind everybody of the Ice Cream Social tonight at the Marion Salem Church, the corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road. Carryout is available. 1640 Salem Road or Route 95 East in Clarendon. Inside and outside seating will be available. That'll be tonight, July the 13th, from 5 until 7 p.m. So don't miss that, an annual tradition there at the church. Now, I want to talk a little bit about charter cities here, because I hope you heard Brett in the first hour. Now, I want to know what the city and the people listening to this show, which I assume are generally Marion residents, think of a charter city. Give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you think of a charter city? Now, it has done what it needed to do for a first step. It is out of committee, which means it's going to City Council for a vote. Now, it is interesting, though, of the 8 members on City Council, they have to have 6. And as Brett said last hour, Mike Thomas at this point looks like a no vote. So they can only lose 2 more votes. And not sure where they are with Ayers Ratliff, and not sure where they are with Jason Schauber, and not sure where they are with Mr. Feliciano. So, do you think Marion needs a charter city? Are there things that need to be changed here? 20 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you think about Marion and its possible changing over or starting the process to become a charter city? Now, the time frame on this is also very interesting, because it's the 13th of July, and this would have to be voted on to be put on the ballot by August the 10th, less than a month from now. Very interesting timing. Does anybody have, are there any city council members out there listening who would like to weigh in on this? Because I think it's a very interesting subject, to be honest with you. 740-751-4038. Would it be something you would support? Something you would not support? Let me know. 740-751-4038. Now, here's something interesting out of our home state here of Cincinnati. Krispy Kreme turns 85 this year, and it's celebrating with a week of deals. Through Thursday, July 14th, through tomorrow, every Krispy Kreme location will randomly choose multiple guests each day to receive an 85th birthday card worth free original glazed donuts for a year. 1 dozen per month through June 2023. On July 15th, which would be Friday, the purchase of any dozen donuts gets you a glazed donut, gets you a dozen glazed donuts for just 85 cents. There's a limit of 4 in-store and online purchases. The promo code is 85 years for online redemption, no spaces. 85, the numbers, years. So there you go. On Friday, if you buy a dozen donuts at Krispy Kreme, you can get a dozen glazed donuts for just 85 cents. And apparently through tomorrow, if you go to Krispy Kreme, you can possibly get glazed donuts, I guess a dozen a month, free for a year through June of 2023. Krispy Kreme celebrating its 85th birthday. How about that? All right, 740-751-4038. And here's another thing. Until Labor Day, a dozen glazed donuts will be priced at the national average of a gallon of regular gas. All right. Well, there you go. Now, that's interesting. Until Labor Day, a dozen glazed donuts at Krispy Kreme will be priced at a national average of a gallon of regular gas. So I guess you figure out how much a gallon costs that day, a national average, and that's how much a dozen glazed donuts will cost. Where is the closest Krispy Kreme? Is it Polaris? That's the one that I've been to most recently. Is the closest Krispy Kreme to us Polaris? And how much do a dozen glazed donuts cost generally? Is there anybody who frequents the Krispy Kreme store in Polaris or somewhere else who knows how much a dozen glazed donuts cost? Because I don't know if they're saving money or making money off the national gas price, selling a dozen glazed donuts for the national gas price, average national gas price through Labor Day. Does anybody know? Are we not Krispy Kremers out there in the audience today? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Isn't the closest Krispy Kreme in Polaris? And how much do a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts cost? Now, I'm sure on Friday, when you can get a dozen for 85 cents, if you buy another dozen donuts, that's saving a lot of money. But I don't know about the gas thing. I mean, if the national gas price is like four something, how much do a dozen Krispy Kreme glazed donuts normally cost? I'm sure it's probably more than four something. I can't believe our audience doesn't know the answer to this. 740-751-4038. 25 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. And I can't believe nobody has an opinion on a charter city. We just did a whole nearly hour there with Pastor Brett Cornelius, city councilman at large, about the need, want, or effectiveness of a charter city in Marion. Is that something you would like to see? Do you think it's going to pass? Do you think it will get the readings it needs? This is going to be a fairly short process as far as getting it on the ballot. If it were to get on the ballot, it has to be done by August the 10th, which is, 29 days from now? All right, those are the issues. Any other issues on your mind this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything anybody is interested in talking about? 740-751-4038. And the other thing on City Council that makes it very interesting at this point is that Kai Mead will resign on Friday, the 15th. So he will not be there for the charter city vote. And I think most people felt that he was for the charter city. So I don't know where that's going to go. Another wrinkle in the story of Marion becoming a charter city. All right. Well, apparently nobody wants to talk this morning. Everybody's got other things to do. Well, maybe this is the morning I should give away some tickets, that because nobody wants to talk. That's what I should do. Because we do have 8 tickets available for the Will Rogers Follies at the Palace Theater this coming Sunday. So maybe I'll give two tickets away this morning to that because nobody's out there. So let's see. We'll do this with trivia. We've only got 33 minutes left here in this particular hour. So, well, let's see if anybody is out there. Now, the winner today will receive two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies 2 o'clock show at the Marion Palace Theater on Sunday. And we'll just do a drawing at the end of this particular hour. All right, here's the first question. How many colors are featured on the Pizza Hut logo? There's one question for you. How many colors are featured on the Pizza Hut logo? Here's another one for you. Which chain has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? And we'll get one more going. It's always good to have three running at the same time. Which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? Does anybody know that? There's some interesting questions. We might not get any calls, period. Some of those were very difficult questions. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How many colors are featured on the Pizza Hut logo? Which chain, now these are national chains, has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? And which chain logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. Barcelos. 740-751-4038. And if you answer a question right, you'll go into a drawing. And at 10 o'clock this morning, we will draw a winner for two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies at 2 p.m. this coming Sunday at the Marion Palace Theater. Does anybody have an answer? 740-751-4038. The questions again, how many colors are featured on the Pizza Hut logo? Has anybody had Pizza Hut recently? What chain has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? Which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, maybe the phones are broken today. Will Rogers Follies tickets on Sunday? Talk of the Charter City? All kinds of things to talk about. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you out there in listener land. Maybe it's too nice a morning. People are out in their yards today doing all kinds of things. You know, there's a lot to do this time of year when it comes to yard maintenance. 740-751-4038. How many colors are on the Pizza Hut logo? Nobody knows the answer to that? How many colors are on the Pizza Hut logo? Now I know that Sarah should know this because we gave away a Pizza Hut pizza to her not too long ago. So I would guess she knows how many colors are on a Pizza Hut logo. Let's see here if the phones are working. Oh, I hear a dial tone. Everybody must just be out in kind of la-la land this morning. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the answers to the trivia questions? How many colors are featured on the Pizza Hut logo? Which chain has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? Which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? Can anybody answer any of those questions? 740-751-4038. Now remember, the winner today will get two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday at the Marion Palace Theater at 2 p.m. Oh, somebody's calling in. Thank goodness. Go ahead, caller.
Isn't there three callers in the Pizza Hut logo?
Not three, but I'm glad you called in. I thought everybody had died.
No, we're not dead.
Oh, thank. Were you just lulled into a trance? With Brett and I talking this morning.
No, but I think he's been thinking about this long before he got office.
Well, what did you make of that conversation?
I'm not really sure. I don't know exactly what he's up to. I don't personally think it will pass, but you never know.
So you believe there's some kind of agenda there?
Yeah, there's some kind of agenda there.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know. What do you make of Krispy Kreme giving away the donuts for 85 cents?
Makes me wish I could eat donuts.
You know, isn't the closest Krispy Kreme in Polaris?
I think so.
That's the closest one I know of.
Used to sell Krispy Kreme donuts.
What's that?
Speedway used to sell Krispy Kreme donuts.
You know, I wonder why we never got a store around here. You know, we've had two Dunkin' Donuts over the years, but never a Krispy Kreme.
I always like Krispy Kreme donuts.
You know, and our donut shops do well. Tim Hortons does very well. Dunkin' Donuts, I think, does pretty well. I mean, obviously, they've stayed open now a couple years. So yeah, I think they do well.
How many donut shops do we have that specialize in just pastry?
I don't know. Not a whole lot. Do you think? We have Andrews. We have Dunkin' Donuts. We have Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons serves breakfast sandwiches and everything else.
Well, I think
I'm not sure about Dunkin' Donuts at all. I think
they do now too. I don't think there's any place that just does donuts anymore. I think they've found that that's probably not very profitable.
I think Andrews still just does donuts because they close in the afternoon.
It's possible. Well, no, because they do cookies. I bought some cookies there recently.
Yeah, they do cookies. That's right. You're right.
So I don't know anybody that just strictly does donuts anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And it's a shame we can't get, I would think people with this much notice would want to go to the Will Rogers Follies.
Yeah, I'd like to go, but I don't think I'm eligible to win because I just won them other tickets.
Well, no, we right now we really don't have a prize policy in place, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, down, did you?
Yeah. Well, right now, until there's some prize policy in place, which, you know, that prize policy was in place because we were having a lot of repeat winners and we were giving away a lot more stuff at that particular time. But since we've eased up on giving up stuff, you know, I figure if you win, you win. And you can't tell people the prize policy after you have you've given it away. I think that's because we're not playing the prize policy at the top of the hour at this point.
Yeah. All right, then.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 36 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. How many colors are on the Pizza Hut logo? Which chain has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? Which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? 740-751-4038. 69 degrees and sunny skies. Nobody in the competition yet. 24 minutes left. And the winner this morning will get two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies at the Palace Theater on Sunday at 2 p.m. 740-751-4038. do want to remind everybody again, the Caledonia Farmers Market is going on in the Caledonia Public Square, Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., June through September. Locally grown produce and fruit, locally produced baked goods, locally produced honey, meat, artists, crafters. They are a food card vendor. Food vouchers available for individuals 60 years of age and older. Weekly raffles for vendor products. Weekly 50-50 raffle. That's the Caledonia Farmers Market in the Caledonia Public Square, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., June through September. Oh, we got another call coming in. Let's go back to the phones. All right, go ahead, caller.
Two colors, red and black.
Not two colors, but that's a good guess. Not two colors, according to the paperwork that I have here. How many colors are in the Pizza Hut logo? That's one of the questions. What chain has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? Which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? No correct answers yet this morning. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. You know, the last caller said two colors. Now, there's something interesting about that. That's all I'm going to say. She said black and red. Now, there's just something interesting about that answer. I'll say that. 740-751-4038. Maybe when we get the answer, I'll explain it. Okay, we also have the cornhole tournament. $20 a player going on at the Steve Young Memorial FOP Lodge in Caledonia. If you're interested, call 740-251-7437. Saturday, August the 13th, bags fly at 11 a.m. Our bags fly at noon, check-in at 11 a.m. And this proceeds from this event will fund Christmas in the Village and other events over in Caledonia. We've also got the Harvest Happenings Festival and Craft Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., $2 admission. That's at the 195 South Main Street in Mount Gilead. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, there's just one color, red.
Right, black is not a color. When did we all learn that? Black is not a color.
I didn't know that, but...
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
They don't consider... Now, is white considered a color? Wonder if white... color.
Well, I don't think white's considered a color either. I think it's... And is black on the logo, to be honest with you? It's been so long since I had a Pizza Hut pizza. I can't remember if black is on the box or not.
I can't remember. I just remember there's red. The letters was red.
Hmm. Well, now, we haven't heard from you this week. What have you been up to?
I've been listening.
Now, what would you make of the Charter City?
Oh, I'm not sure if I really want a Charter City, but it could be good, but then it all depends on how it goes, too.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out in the end. It's going to be such a short process that I think that's what's going to be kind of difficult. And with Kai Mead leaving city council on Friday and having to have a two-thirds vote, not just a majority vote, might make that a little more difficult.
Did you see that video down in Uvalde, Texas, of those cops?
Oh, that hesitated?
Yeah. Well, there's some real chicken cops down there.
Well, you know, it's tough to say why they hesitated. You know, I don't know. I don't know what procedure is, and I don't know. I don't know. It's unfortunate that there was a hesitation in a situation like that, but I don't know why they were hesitating.
Well, they were scared. You could, you know, they went. A few of them went down in the hallway there, and he started shooting back, and they all took off like little chickens. And then we'd never go back. I mean, if our military fought like that, we would never want any wars.
Well, it was certainly an interesting situation, and I think it's getting a lot of attention nationally, so I don't know how that'll all shake out.
I think there's going to be big changes with the police and the government and everything down there. Those people are pretty fed up.
Well, we'll see what happens, and I guess we'll see what happens here in the next couple weeks with this charter city.
It might be all right for Marion, but, you know, it just depends on, you know, what they draw up after they get the people to do it.
Well, they got to get past city council first, and that might be a difficult task.
You think it's a good thing, or?
Well, I don't really know.
Give your opinion.
Well, yeah, but honestly, I don't really know, to be honest. I'm more interested to know, will they have the votes? Because as Brett said, Mike Thomas is probably a no vote. So that means they can only lose two more. And Ayers Ratliff, I don't know. He really hasn't said too much, and Jason Schaber has not said too much, and apparently Mr. Feliciano has some questions about this. So if they lose any two of the three there, that would be the end of it.
Yeah, well, we'll just wait and see.
Yeah, but I guess we'll wait and see.
Don't enter me into that thing. I don't want to go to that. Okay. If somebody wants to go, call. Tell them they want to go and enter them.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, yes, Pizza Hut has one color, because I guess black is not considered a color. But to be honest with you, it's been so long since I've had Pizza Hut, I don't know if black is on the box or not. It might be. All right, the other question. Still nobody in the competition. Which chain has a logo that features four squares inside a blue square? Does anybody know that? Which chain has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? Which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? And I'll add another question for you since we got one out of the way here. Which chain has a logo that depicts a coffee cup with the letters DD on it? Well, isn't that ironic that we're having that conversation? Which chain has a logo that depicts a coffee cup with the letters DD on it? 740-751-4038. Still nobody entered into the competition to win two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marion Palace Theater. Now, that's a local production, but I hear it's very, very good. So, with only about 15 minutes left here, you have a good chance of winning those tickets since we've got nobody in the drawing yet. All right, the three questions again. Which chain has a logo, restaurant chain, has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? Which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? And which chain has a logo that depicts a coffee cup with the letters DD on it? DD, like dog, dog. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the answers? And do want to remind everybody again, tonight of the ice cream social. It is tonight at the Marion Salem Church, corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road. 1640 Salem Road, carry out available, inside and outside seating available, tonight 5 to 7 p.m., something to not be missed, and apparently there's going to be noodles, chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, baked beans, coleslaw, potato salad, pie, cake, ice cream, drinks, the whole doings tonight at the Marion Salem Church. 5 to 7 p.m. Carry out is available. You know the irony of this whole thing is that this runs just the time that the Live at 5 show is on. And all they ever talk about on that Live at 5 show is food. So, you know, this is 2 hours, 5 to 7, and the show starts at 5, so they can't go before the show. And the show's over at 6, so I don't know how quick they could run out there and get the food. But I bet that would be a place that would be frequented by the Live at 5 gang. Again, don't forget, I'll be on with Glenn Coble this morning, 10:15 till 12 noon. Then we got a Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today, 12:15 to 1 p.m. And then Live at 5, 5:15 to 6 p.m., the show with no name. And then we have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:15 until 7 p.m. Phone lines remain open here, 70 degrees and sunny here in Marion, 48 degrees. Are 48 minutes past the hour. Yeah, we went from 70 degrees to 48 degrees in about 2 seconds. All right. Again, nobody in the competition. If you get in the competition, you might win the Will Rogers Follies tickets for Sunday. 2 tickets. Does anybody know the answers to any of these questions? 740-751-4038. Which chain has a logo that features 4 yellow squares inside a blue square? Which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? Which chain has a logo that depicts a coffee cup with the letters DD on it? Now, again, there's an irony in that question, because we were just talking about something very similar a few minutes ago. So is anybody out there? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear what's on your mind. Here we are on a Wednesday. I tell you what, I think it's just too nice a day for people. I imagine we're at work with people. We're in people's yards with people where there's not necessarily a phone, because I bet people are out doing the yard work today and having a good time. Now, if you want to voice your opinion on a charter city, we did a whole hour on that this morning. You can call in about that, 740-751-4038, or anything else on your mind. I guess I'm going to have to keep these Will Rogers tickets for another day, because we still have nobody entered. And we're coming up on 51 minutes past the hour. Apparently, this restaurant trivia, or logo trivia is actually what it's called, much more difficult than some of the other trivia we've done around here. The questions again: which chain has a logo that features 4 yellow squares inside a blue square? Which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? Which, again, I'm sure I'm butchering that. It's B-A-R-C-E-L-O-S. Which chain has a logo that depicts a coffee cup with the letters D-D on it? Now, that's the one I'm surprised nobody has gotten. Which chain has a logo that depicts a coffee cup with the letters D-D on it? 740-751-4038. Well, what else is going on in the world? Well, the January 6th hearings were yesterday, another meeting of the January 6th committee. Did anybody watch that? Think anything of that meeting yesterday? That was quite a meeting yesterday. The attorney for the White House during the Trump years. What was the man's name? Pat Cipollone? I think that was his name. He had given a deposition last week, 8-hour deposition, something like that. And we got to see some of it yesterday. Did that impact on anybody? Well, maybe this is somebody who wants to talk about that. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Dunkin' Donuts has the coffee cup with the DD.
Yes, Dunkin' Donuts has the DD. Yes, we got you, Trish. You're the only one in now. You could be very lucky to win these tickets.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Trish. Bye-bye. All right, Trish is in. Dunkin' Donuts has the letters DD on it. The coffee cup. Okay, let's add a new question here. 53 minutes past the hour. Who is featured on the KFC logo? Now, somebody has to know that. That goes back to time and memoriam. Who is featured on the KFC logo? 740-751-4038. And then the other two questions, which apparently are just lost causes at this point. Well, we'll get to those in a second. Go ahead, caller.
I just wanted to say, we don't have to know the ins and outs and the inner workings of, like, police work and how they conduct themselves to know that when kids are getting mouth down and some dude put hand sanitizer on, that's just not right.
I think a lot of people feel that way. I think that's a very popular opinion right now in this country.
And I just won, so I don't want to be entered in the competition. But everybody knows that's Colonel Sanders.
Now, see, when did we become so polite? I mean, you don't know if you'll win. It's a drawing.
I just won not too long ago, so...
Right, but now let's say you're in the drawing, okay? And we draw your name. And you call and say, oh, wait a second. Now, see, that's the time to bow out, not before we do the drawing.
Well, I'm just trying to be nice, Scott. Nobody wants a prize call on the radio.
No, but, that's so interesting that we're such a polite community. I always hear how in Marion that we're difficult. Not on the radio. We're very polite.
I guess you'll find whatever you're looking for if you just, go to the right place.
Well, I hope people, because I always get the impression based upon the prize, because like when we gave away the pizza, we had a ton of calls. So I always get the impression sometimes that people don't want the prize, and that's why they're not answering the question. But you don't have to take the prize, and we're giving away 8 of these tickets this week.
This is for the rule of the, the Follies, or Rogers or whatever. What you're giving away?
Yeah, and like I say, this is not going to be the only time we're doing it this week. We've got three other chances to do it this week.
Well, shoot, if I can get it, but I think it'll be fun to go watch that.
So I'm going to put you in. That way it's not a stone-cold slam this morning.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you're in.
Toodles.
Oh, bye-bye. All right, Sarah's in. Yes, it is Colonel Sanders. Okay. We'll add another question then. What color, now see, this should be easy as pie. Get your dialing finger ready. What color is the McDonald's M? What color is the McDonald's M? We've only got 2 people in, and we're drawing here in 3 minutes, 56 minutes past the hour. 2 tickets to the Will Rogers Follies at the Marion Palace Theater this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. All right, which chain has a logo that features 4 yellow squares inside a blue square? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
The McDonald's M is yellow.
You have got it. You are it. Now, do you want to see Will Rogers?
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to get to go. If I win, I might give the tickets to somebody else.
All right. Well, you have till Sunday to decide.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Now we got 3 people in. Now we're cooking. Okay. Let's see here. Which chain has a logo that features 4 yellow squares inside a blue square? Which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? And let's see, let's add one more question here today. Which chain is the world's largest toy distributor? Now, there's an interesting one for you. Anybody could guess at that one. Which chain is the world's largest toy distributor? 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour. Going to do the drawing here in about a minute and a half. We've got Trish, Sarah, and Scott in so far. Would love to get somebody else in there before we run out of time here. Lee answered a question correctly this morning, but did not want to be in the drawing, which is fine. And I'll tell you what, if somebody wants to designate somebody else, they can do that as well if they don't want to go. You know, you could designate somebody who's not even in the competition. You know who our faithful listeners are. 740-751-4038. Which chain is the world's largest toy distributor? 740-751-4038. And again, we're talking about national chains. Food chains. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what chain, what food chain, is the world's largest toy distributor? Now, is somebody else going to get in on this competition? That's not a hard one either when you think about it. Close to 59 minutes past the hour, almost down to the one-minute warning here. 740-751-4038. Do want to let you know I'll be on with Glenn from 10:15 until 12 noon. And we're going to do the drawing here in about 30 seconds. We've got Trish, Sarah, and Scott in. Two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies at the Marion Palace Theater this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. The clock is ticking away. Is nobody else going to get in? I don't think they are. All right. Well, let's take the three names. Oh, maybe this person's going to get in right before the bell rings. Go ahead, caller.
Is the toilet McDonald's?
It is McDonald's. Judy, I'm going to put you in here before we do the drawing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. All right, Judy Smith gets in. I tell you what I'm going to do. Stay tuned because I'm running out of time. First thing we're going to do in the next show at 10:15, we're going to do the drawing. Judy Smith, Trish, Sarah, and Scott are in. Going to do the drawing at the top of the next hour. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. That's if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring.